Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. I am your host, Spencer. Enough of that, let's get to the words. First is angioma, A-N-G-I-O-M-A. This is a noun from 1871, a tumor composed chiefly of blood vessels or lymph vessels. Lymph is L-Y-M-P-H. Angiomatous is an adjective. Next we have angioplasty. This is a noun from circa 1919, surgical repair or recanalization of a blood vessel. Especially, we have the synonym balloon angioplasty. Next we have angiosperm. All one word, this is a noun from circa 1828. Any of a class or division of vascular plants, as magnolias, grasses, oaks, roses, and daisies, that have the ovules and seeds enclosed in an ovary, form the embryo and endosperm by double fertilization, and typically have each flower surrounded by a perianth composed of two sets of floral envelopes comprising the calyx and corolla, called also flowering plant. That was a lot of information. I hope I said it all correctly. Let's see, we have the class at the beginning is angiospermi. The division is Magnolia phyta. And I think that was it for the scientific names. Angiospermis is an adjective. Next we have angiotensin, A-N-G-I-O-T-E-N-S-I-N. This is a noun from 1958. Either of two forms of a kinin or kinin, of which one has marked vasoconstrictive action, also a synthetic amide derivative of the physiologically active form used to treat some form of hypotension. That word I had trouble with is K-I-N-I-N, kinin or kinin, I don't know. Next we have angiotensin converting enzyme, three separate words. This is a noun from 1960, a proteolytic enzyme that converts the physiologically inactive form of angiotensin to the active vasoconstrictive form. I didn't even need to read that. I could have told you that off the top of my head. Yeah, right. Next, we have ANGL. It has a capital A. This is an abbreviation for the word Anglican. Next, we have angle. A-N-G-L-E. I spell that because it sometimes gets misspelled, and then you get the word angel, or vice versa. And so a couple of episodes ago, we had the word angel, and I spelled it because the same reason. So we have three forms of angle. This is the first form. It's a noun from the 14th century. One, a corner, whether constituting a projecting part or a partially enclosed space, as in, they sheltered in an angle of the building. 2a, the figure formed by two lines extending from the same point, also the synonym dihedral angle. Dihedral is spelled D-I-H-E-D-R-A-L. 2b, a measure of an angle or of the amount of turning necessary to bring one line or plane into coincidence with or parallel to another. 3a. The precise viewpoint from which something is observed or considered, as in a camera angle, or consider the question from all angles. Also, the aspect seen from such an angle, as in discuss all angles of the question. 3b1. A special approach, point of attack, or technique for accomplishing an objective, as in try a new angle. 3B2, an often improper or illicit method of obtaining advantage, as in a salesman always looking for an angle. 4. A sharply divergent course, as in the road went off at an angle. 5. A position to the side of an opponent in football from which a player may block his opponent more effectively or without penalty, usually used in the phrases get an angle or have an angle. They mentioned football. I don't know if they mean American football or football as in American soccer. Not sure. They don't really specify. But I can also tell you that angled is an adjective. Now we have the second form of angle. This is a verb from 1621. Intransitive definition is to turn or proceed at an angle. Transitive definitions. 1. To turn, move, or direct at an angle. 2. To present as a news story from a particular or prejudiced point of view. Synonym is slant. And now we have the third form of angle. It is also a verb. Looks like it's only an intransitive verb. It is from the 15th century. 1. To fish with a hook. 2. To use artful means to attain an objective, as in angled for an invitation. Next and last for this episode is angle again, but it has a capital A. This is a noun from before the 12th century. A member of a Germanic people that invaded England along with the Saxons and Jutes, J-U-T-E-S, in the 5th century A.D. and merged with them to form the Anglo-Saxon peoples. Now I have to pick a word, and I'll just go ahead and pick angle because it was talked about a lot in this episode. Yeah, not too interesting, but, you know, sometimes that happens. All right, that's the end of the episode. Thank you for listening. Rate and review, of course. 5 stars only, please. Write a review. It actually does help get me more exposure. And of course, we want the words in the American English language to get more exposure. Share, subscribe, etc. Thank you and goodbye.